Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears on WWGH 107.1 FM. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Thank you, man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. Scott Spears back with you here on this Thursday morning, beautiful Thursday morning, 7-7-22, July the 7th, 2022, 12 minutes past the hour. A beautiful 67 degrees and sunny skies here in Marion. Looks like it's going to be a beautiful day. After the last 2 days of rain, this will end up being a beautiful day. I do want to remind everybody, when I go off the air this morning, Glenn Coble will be on from 10:10 a.m. this morning till 1 p.m. Adam the Computer Guy today from 2:10 until 3 p.m. And then I will be live from the fair tonight from 5 until 7 p.m. So don't miss those programs. 740-751-4038. Phone lines are open. This morning the topics are, let's see here, where did we start? Well, I was talking about canker sores, and can they be brought on by acidic food such as strawberries? I don't know. I don't get these very often, but got one last night. Now, I'm probably jinxing it because it's not very painful right now, and it actually seems like it's already starting to go away, and it just developed last night. So I probably shouldn't talk about it anymore because I don't want it to blow up and become a... anything in your mouth is terrible because then everything you eat hurts. So maybe I'll stop talking about it. But if you have any information on that, give me a buzz, 740-751-4038. We got a call in the first hour that it's caused from a virus, I guess a dormant virus in your body that flares up for some reason. I don't know what causes dormant viruses to flare up in your body, but you got me. Does anybody have the information on that? 740-751-4038. Maybe I should eat more fruit or something. More deep-fried strawberries. All righty. Well, we have another story in the paper today. Apparently nobody's read it yet, though, this story in the Marion Star today. Go ahead, caller. Go ahead.
Hey, Scott, on that paper store... from eating, if you think you got it from strawberries, not to make it sound painful, but I heard when you get a canker sore from strawberries, it can get as big as a strawberry.
Well, see, it is so weird, though, because, you know, usually something like that develops overnight. Right. And here I was yesterday, perfectly fine all day, went to the fair and had that that deep-fried strawberry. And that was probably about, I'm going to say, maybe 4:30. And when I got home last night, by 8:30, I noticed that this thing had developed. And I was talking to somebody last night about it, and they said, well, did you eat anything out of the ordinary? And the only thing I could think of was this strawberry.
Right. I know they can get painful.
Well, you know, and I'm probably jinxing it because it didn't grow much overnight.
Right, yeah, you got lucky there, especially if you said it feels like it's going away.
Yeah, it does. I can barely feel it now. It
but
was
I do
much
have
more.
A question.
Go ahead.
Oh, go ahead. I'm sorry.
No, I just say it was much more inflamed last night than it was this morning.
Right. Yeah. Then you wake up and you realize you're like, oh my god.
But, yeah.
What that deep fried strawberry taste like? I've never ate one.
Well, I'll tell you, it was strange because they didn't do anything to the strawberry, so the strawberry was just like a strawberry you would buy in the store, but you had this batter on it, and there was a little bit of powdered sugar on the batter. So you bit into it, and you could taste the powdered sugar, but it really wasn't enough powdered sugar to outweigh the bitterness of an unsugared strawberry.
Right, you think they would have sugared that a little bit, then dipped it in the batter.
Well, it's interesting because of all those treats that place has, and I think they have 8 different things that are deep fried, from candy bars to Twinkies to Oreos to Reese cups, they're all sweet on the inside. And I think the strawberry is the only thing that was not sweet on the inside, so I thought that they would have put sugar on the strawberry and then deep fried it. But I don't. Maybe you can't. Maybe the sugar would come off if you drop the strawberry in the deep fryer.
Right. That could be. But my favorite is the Twinkies. Them things taste awesome.
Now, see, I've never had. And last night, Pastor Craig. Now he did try the deep fried Oreo, but he would not. He did not get a deep fried Twinkie. Now, what does a deep fried Twinkie taste like?
God, really, like a Twinkie, but it just kind of really melts in your mouth. I mean, it's just that's the best way I can describe it, a good flavor. There was a place around town, Arby's or someone, that did the deep-fried Twinkie for a while, and we would get them. They were delicious.
You see, there's a couple days left. Maybe I'll have to try one.
Yeah, try it. I liked it.
Yeah, I did not get into the deep-fried Oreo because after I'd had the deep-fried strawberry, I thought, you know, I'm going to avoid the deep-fried Oreo, but I think Nate and the pastor had it.
Right, you would have got the sweetness there.
Yeah, I can't remember what they said. I think I had went to the car at that point when they were trying them, so I can't remember what their response was to them, but I don't think it was bad.
Right, I don't think I would try a strawberry. That just it sounds bland.
Well, it was. I was surprised when I bit into it how bitter it was.
Right.
Yeah, it definitely would not have gone down as a dessert in my book.
I got you there.
Yeah.
All right, sir. I'm gonna get off.
Hey, thanks for calling.
Have a good day, Scott.
All right, phone lines are open 740-751-4038. 19 minutes past the hour here. After my harrowing experience yesterday with the deep fried strawberry. If you have anything to say, give me a buzz, 740-751-4038. The other stories we're talking about this morning is, I guess it's story number 15 in the Marion Star today in regard to the River Valley graduation speech from this year, back on Memorial Day weekend, I think. And the headline this morning is, "Emails Reveal Hardline Response After Anti-Gay River Valley Speech." Posted this morning at 5:01 a.m. on July the 7th. And they have a picture on the website right now. It's the main story on the website. And again, has anybody read this morning online? Or does anybody still get the newspaper and actually read the story? I didn't have time to read the story during the break because I had something to do during the break. But again, This headline to me is just another kind of a misleading headline when it comes to this whole saga of the last 2 months. Because I don't know that it was anti-gay. Now, did the man say that he thought marriage was between a man and a woman? Yes. But I did not hear him condemn the gay community or say anything negative about the gay community. So I don't know how that becomes anti-gay. And as I've said, the whole speech, to say that it was an anti-gay speech, I've seen the whole speech, the transcript. This was just one line in the speech. The speech had a lot of other stuff in it that had nothing to do with marriage. So I don't know how the whole speech could be considered anti-gay. I don't know. What did these emails reveal? If nobody read the paper or reads the paper anymore and doesn't know what this story is all about, I guess maybe I'll read it later on today and talk about it a little bit tomorrow morning, but I don't know what these emails are supposed to reveal. That's the headline. Emails reveal hardline response after anti-gay River Valley speech. Does anybody know the backstory on this as this saga continues? I'll tell you, this story is getting about as much coverage as the auditor story got last year. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. You know, the question to me, again, is if you believe that marriage is between a man and a woman, does that make you anti-gay? Because that's really what this whole thing boils down to. Because he never said anything that would be considered anti-gay, except what his stance was on marriage. That marriage should be between a man and a woman. So if you hold that belief, does that make you anti-gay? I don't know. I'm interested to know what the audience thinks. 22 minutes past the hour, 740-751-4038. Then our other story this morning, odd story from Colorado this morning. It's kind of one of those, I don't know if it's more of a sad story or funny story, odd story. I don't know. Colorado home, well, we'll get back to this in a second. We'll take the phone call. Go ahead, caller. Go ahead.
Scott, where are you getting about that speech again?
Well, it's on.
I don't have anything about it in my paper.
Well, it'll probably be in tomorrow's paper then, because it's online. So I'm guessing.
I had my paper ready to recycle, and I went and got it. I thought, well, I knew I was sleepy this morning, but I didn't think it was that sleepy. No, they just found out in tell. It's going to be huge when they get it done. I think they said out there in Arizona, I don't know if the population was 282, and I'm thinking to see if that built up to 5 million. I read this thing, now I can't remember.
So,
but I don't know if Columbus, they're building out there too. They've already got, it's in Chandler, Arizona. And that's the main thing on the paper. And I thought, how did I miss that other thing?
Now,
and I guess down at, they only have 700 acres, I think, out there in Columbus, they have 1,000. And really a town, I think, from them doing that spread up, you know, from, it was a small place. I'd have to read it again.
Now, was that yesterday's paper?
No, this is today's.
This is today's.
I was sleeping. It says, let's see. I don't know if they've got close to 100 billion. They had a nice write-up. Can you get this? I wasn't going to keep it for you because you seem to have coming to Ohio is going to be the biggest thing that ever came here. They can't have a speck of dust. They have to wear little bunny suits. If they have a beard, they have to wear nets. There can't be one. I think it said, let me read you this one thing. You won't believe it. In like a minute or second, they could put out, I don't know how many millions or billions of those transistor things. Because they go in cars. So if you did this overseas and you didn't have a plant here, well, if they wouldn't give you those things, they work everything. Car, I think the electric car. It says they produce 10 billion transistors per second.
That's a lot.
So it's got a nice write-up, but I thought you got the paper. I still cut it out for you, but I thought, well, you probably get it in the paper, and it's going to be the largest thing in Ohio that's ever come. And then out there in Arizona, I don't know if they have two or four, and they're building two more out there. And then Ohio, they're building two or four, and I guess later on they might build more, but they're really investing in this chip thing.
Yeah, I would guess this article will probably be in tomorrow's paper because it went up online.
I thought I couldn't have been that sleepy when I read this paper.
Yeah,
so
but
I went and got it, and I looked, and I thought, well, it's tough. But I don't know what else. So is something about his speech again in there?
Yeah, it's the big story online right now. It says emails reveal a hardline response after anti-gay River Valley speech.
Well, you know, those clippings I sent you, that that agency that, what was it? He's over on that board. They bragged about him until he gave that speech, and then he was you know, nothing. I sent you that. I don't know if you read all that stuff or not.
I did read those. And you know, I don't know. I guess I'm curious, and maybe I'll just have to read this online or wait for tomorrow when the paper comes out with it in it. But I don't know what these – a hardline response, but it doesn't say which way the emails went or even whose emails they were in the headline. Now, like I said, I haven't read the article itself. I'm sure it probably does in there. But this story continues to go on and on. I believe this is story number 15.
Well, what if a preacher had given that? Because I went to one funeral, I don't know how many years ago, over 10, and the guy that died was gay. And what the preacher got up there and preached, I almost walked out. It's not for him to judge. When you get up there, any preacher can save you. But when you get up there, you don't know if you're going to do these things or not. I mean, a preacher can't guarantee you. You know what I mean?
Well, I think
you don't know what you think. This is if you have, is it lust or in your thoughts and all that stuff. I mean, you'd have to be a saint at the Bible. And that's, I mentioned to my friend one time, I said, well, you know, the first church I went to when I was young, the women wore those long, dark stockings. They wore long sleeve dresses and had long hair, you know, and stuff. And my mom smoked. And I believe he would not save you if you smoked. And she wore the shorts above the knee. That wasn't allowed. You could have a radio. They were not Amish, but they were. It was the old mission church. And when you follow, you know, like they keep doing the Bible now. Several years ago, I think they're revising the Bible again. And I told my friend, I said, well, they're not going to mention he and she in the Bible. It has to be they. I said, I don't understand what they're doing. And if you have to revise the Bible to for the people, then you're not getting the Word of God at all. And I mentioned something, I said, well, you know, divorce, I don't know if they want anybody divorced in the church. She said, really? She said, there'd be nobody in church, you know. She said, most of them are divorced, you know, and several times. I said, when I was growing up, that was really looked down on. You know, in my little small town, there weren't hardly any divorces and stuff. But no, it's just in the, I don't know if it's coming out in the 2040s or what, but they're revising the Bible. And I couldn't understand it till I've just been hearing these pronouns now. You have to use a certain pronoun. And three boys, I think it was boys in school, they got suspended because I don't know if they didn't... if it was a he or she, and they didn't use they or something, they got suspended. And this is stupid. You know, us old people, you change the name of a street, and I still call the Smith Clinic over there Smith Clinic. I don't care what you change the name to, it's the Smith Clinic. And this stuff is just plain nuts. If you had to remember every little rule, people, you know, it's their thoughts. It might not be mine, so keep your thoughts to yourself, and I'll keep mine. I can't get over this stuff.
Well, I'll tell you, what I would say about things like that, I have found from working in the schools that a lot of times the stories people hear are not reality. Because, you know, I kept hearing stories last year about things that were taking place in school buildings that I was in, and I never saw them, and I was in and out of the building 5 days a week. And I thought,
now this isn't in Marion. This is on the news, and a reporter reported it. I don't know if the parents reported it to the school or went to the school and talked. This isn't. And then when I told you about something about the restrooms, I'll have to check at that person again. And I don't know if somebody got assaulted in the restrooms, if she wanted the doors off the stalls. I don't know what it was, but I'll try to find out. Because I before, when I get on my car stick, there have been, like, if it's a male to a female, when they go in the restrooms, a couple of times on my car stick, they've assaulted the girls in there. So I'm thinking if they don't have a door to the, like at Walmart, you don't have a door but to the stalls. So I don't know. But this world, I'm too old. You got all these rules, forget it. I was how I was grown up and stuff, and I'm not doing that pronoun stuff and all that stuff.
Well, I never understand that, really, because when I talk to somebody, I call them by their name. So it doesn't real. I've never said, hey, he, come over here, or hey, she. I don't speak like that. So I don't know who says they, he, or she. Usually you say the person's name. You don't use a pronoun. I'm not even sure why that's an issue. I'm confused why people are reporting that.
Well, I'm short, so I can't reach things in a, like Myers or Kroger's or something. And I say, well, there's a tall guy, and we'll go get him. And then I have him to get, because I can't settle the shelves and stuff.
Yeah, but do you say, hey, guy? Don't you say, hey, you,
no,
can you help me?
If somebody's with me or me, I'll just go and I'll say, you're tall, can you come reach me?
Right,
for
right.
Me?
You wouldn't say.
Because if not, it'll fall down and hit me in the mouth and stuff.
Right, you
but
wouldn't
no,
say
I
he,
mean,
she, they, nothing like that.
No, but when you see a man, you know, it's a man when you see a woman, and then whether they've changed or something, you know, you don't know. So
I think people are making a much bigger deal of that because nobody. I'm talking about the whole that to me is not a story because nobody refers to somebody as he or she. You don't walk up to somebody and go, "Hey, she." So what would it make the difference if people wanted to be called they? You're not going to walk up and call somebody they. Any more than you're going to call him he or she.
I think this was maybe, I think it was boys. I don't think it was girls. And maybe they were talking about somebody and they said, well, he or she, and they both, all three said it or something or whatever. And if you're a kid in school, you're going to say, well, he or she, you're not going to say they or.
Well, right, but if you say he or she.
If you're talking about one person, you wouldn't say they because they means more than one. And them means more than one.
Well, I don't know about that. I don't know, because if you said they went over there and got that, I don't know that it necessarily implies two people. I don't know who, I really don't know who speaks this way, to be honest with you, though.
I don't either. To me, I've got enough problems. Pretty soon, I'll just have to tape my mouth, I guess, because I'm just the old, you know, the old way. And that I usually don't, you know, if I... You usually don't say, you'll say, well, that woman, you know, if you got a friend, well, that woman, you know, she's doing this or that or something, you're not going to say they or...
No, but usually when you say he or she, you're referring to somebody who's not there. You're saying, you know, that person over... We say that person all the time. That person over there went into that room. Well, how's that any different than saying they? We're not implying male or female when we say that person. We're just saying
yeah, but
person.
When you say they like the, or they did this or something. I always take it means more than one. I don't think I'd use it for just one person. I'd say, well, maybe I would. I don't know. I'm getting mixed up already.
I don't think that's a real big story. I think that's people taking a very little thing that might have happened once or twice and making it a much bigger thing than it really is, because
yeah, they don't need to start all this stuff. People have enough problems with all this. Trying to change everything that you've known for your whole life, 70, 80 years, is just stupid.
Well, here's what I say. If people are really upset about that, learn the person's name, and then you're not in trouble. If you call them by their name, you're not going to have any issues.
We need name tags.
Well, I just ask somebody's name. If you want to talk to them, say, hey, what's your name?
Yeah.
My name's whatever.
No,
what's your
name?
Yeah,
I saw the murder in there, and I thought I missed. Somehow was I half asleep when I read this paper? So
well,
I
check. So, well, call us back tomorrow because I imagine it'll probably be in tomorrow's paper.
In tomorrow's paper, yeah, because Saturday, see, it's online, so I don't see anything of that.
Yeah. Well, let us know tomorrow, and if it is in the paper.
Okay.
Okay. Thanks for calling. Bye bye.
Goodbye.
All right. Well, I guess it is not in the hard copy of today's paper, Thursday's paper, so it must be appearing in the hard copy of Friday's paper. But it is online as of 5:01 a.m. this morning. Emails reveal hardline response after anti-gay River Valley speech. Has anybody read it online? Like I said, I haven't got to it yet. I've been kind of busy during the breaks here. 36 minutes past the hour, 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. You know, it's kind of like a Watergate thing now. Emails reveal. Inside emails. Wonder where they got these emails from. Well, the other weird story this morning, as I was saying, and I don't know if it's a sad story or a weird story, it's from Colorado, where a woman and her mother, I guess, were running a funeral home, and they were getting taking $1,000 or more from people who wanted their relatives cremated, but yet they weren't doing that. They were shipping their body parts to groups who, I guess they were serving as a body broker service. Who knew there was such a thing? They would send their body parts to groups that were doing studies for scientific reasons and things of that nature, but I guess they weren't telling the families that. And I guess even when the family agreed to donate the money, or donate the body for science, the funeral directors were still selling the body. What a story. But apparently they're going to get something like 20 years in prison for this. Went on for 8 years, from 2010 to 2018 in Colorado. Can you imagine? I can't imagine. And again, I say, what did the family get back who wanted their relative cremated? What came back in the box if the body was shipped off to another group? And who knew there was such a thing as a body broker service? Anybody hear of that in their life? 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Remember, we'll be on today from 5 to 7 p.m. from the Marion County Fair. And tomorrow morning, I'll be on here from the studio, 8 to 9. Adam will be on with Pastor Whitaker from 9 to 10. And then I'll be on from the fair from 10 to 1. And that's how we'll do the next 2 days here. Do want to remind everybody again about the Ice Cream Social. That's right around the corner next week at the Marion Salem Church. That's the corner of Marion Edison Road and Salem Road. 1640 Salem Road, or Route 95 in Clarendon. It's an inside and outside event, seating available inside and outside. Wednesday, July the 13th, 5 to 7 p.m., carry out available. Pie and ice cream, a good event at the Marion Salem Church, the Ice Cream Social. All right, phone lines are open, 740-751-4038. And I believe the big tractor pulls are tonight at the fair, which always draws a big crowd. 7:30 tonight, the tractor pull. Saturday night, I believe, is the demo derby, the other event that draws a big, big crowd. Anybody planning to go out to those events? Give me a buzz. 740-751-4038. Now, the other morning, we were doing fair food trivia. And we got one of them, but there was one that we never got. Now, let's see if we can get it this morning with 20 minutes left to go. This southern staple can now be enjoyed all over the country. What is it called? Now, it's a fair food. And I said the other day, the hint that I gave was, it's a sandwich. This southern staple can now be enjoyed all over the country. Now, remember, it's a fair food. 740-751-4038. And I'll add another one this morning. We got two the other day. This summertime favorite can be found all over farm country. What is it called? That's the hint. This summertime favorite can be found all over farm country. Now remember, it's got to be a fair food. 740-751-4038. And I'm pretty sure that both of these items are sold at the fair. I've seen them sold at our fair going on right now. So the one question is, This summertime favorite can be found all over farm country, and that's a fair food. And the other one that we've had for a couple days now, this southern staple, can now be enjoyed all over the country. What is it called? And remember, I said it was a sandwich. 740-751-4038. Does anybody have a guess? Now, we had a guess the other day that came pretty close. I'm trying to remember, because I think we did this on Tuesday morning, maybe it was. All right, go ahead, caller.
Hey, Scott, how's things going this morning? I got puddles out around where I usually walk, and I was out there when your show started, a little after it started, but I heard you talking about the pastor and out the fair.
Yeah, we had a good time out there. I had a deep-fried strawberry, and Pastor Craig and Nate had the deep-fried Oreos.
Yeah, the part I hear, and I don't mean to be rude, but I don't think it's rude. I thought that show was a terrific show. I know you've done a little bit manipulating around there, and to help out all of you was working together as a good team. And, Terry Tackett done a wonderful job. He was narrating there with Pastor Craig and I thought they done a wonderful job, and I thought you ought to give them more credit than that, what I heard on the radio about that.
No, I thought it was a good show.
Now, wait a minute. You aren't going to pass me on now. That's exactly what it was. They went up and down that midway. I could follow Pastor Craig up and down there with my eyes, because I told you the morning before I was all over that fairground of just getting my idea of the Marion County Fair. You can't talk about nothing unless you visually see something like that, and then you know what you're talking about. But they all four of you done a wonderful job. I think there was four of you, the Terry Tackett and I call him Mitt.
Nate? Nate?
Nate, yeah, daggone it, I couldn't get the N and the M. But Nate and Pastor, all three of those, and you was involved in it, trying to get the thing on its way, and you got it on its way. And I like the way that Terry was kind of patching things in from what he was getting from Nate and Pastor Craig. And you was there, you had to hear it. And you was part of it. I'm pretty sure you know all about it. And I think all of you, was there anybody else involved we're leaving out on that?
No, I think it was just the four. But here's what happened. I think this was the confusion with that show yesterday, was Terry was at the studio, and I think what we could not figure out was, normally when you do a show from the fair, you do it from the fair. And I guess we were just all confused why Terry just didn't come over to the fair and, comment from the fair.
Well, I thought it was pretty neat for me and my wife to listen to it on the radio. It was a good trio thing there, the way it was producing, you know what I mean? And if we wanted to call in, we could have called in probably with Terry, and he could have answered the phone.
Well, he could. Well, I don't really know, because at one point we had to switch over to a cell phone. So when they were on the phone, that probably wouldn't have worked. But it was a good show. I enjoyed
but
the show.
You're still on the cell phone with the pastor and Nate, right? As in the midway there, and you and he is passionate back to Terry. Terry is passionate back to the audience, right?
Well, yeah, but technically, Terry wouldn't have had to have been in the studio. We could have done that.
Well, I think it was cool him there. If anything would have happened, things started, he could still carry on the conversation at the studio, couldn't he?
Well, that's debatable. Maybe he could have, maybe he couldn't have. I don't know.
I've listened to Terry on different occasions and stuff, and I think that he done a wonderful job. That's the best that I've seen the communication between all three of them there that I've never heard, and I've listened to quite a bit of it, and I'll give thumbs up to all of you guys there. Working as a team, you'll go farther than working against the team, and I was wondering why Terry Tackett's name wasn't involved in there.
Well, I think it was just, there was a lot of things that went into that show yesterday, and
yeah,
I think...
And it turned out good, and I think you as a team and all four of you should get the full credit of it. Well, I'm not going to argue about it, but it was good, and it was good of you thinking about doing the broadcasting from the fair, Scott. And you got a couple more days to go, so we'll give you a thumbs up and a hooray, hooray, and a hooray. And I like to hear the tractor pull over the air. Are you going to get the roar through the microphone to the audience?
Well, we might be able to. We'll see how that goes tonight.
Oh, you got to have the roar. If you don't have the roar, you ain't got. You haven't even got the oar for the boat when you need it, you know, the roar and the oar.
Maybe I can get Terry to come in and roar into the microphone tonight.
Whatever it takes, I think Terry could do it. He done his job and narrated there, and all of you went together, and it turned out beautiful. I enjoyed it.
What? And, I'm good.
I commented to Carol. I said, that was really a good effort they put on, and I thought it was a good thing going to get that food and bringing it down, and it let everybody that never gets to the fair or are going to the fair, I think they done a good job saying what they're seeing and doing there in the Midway and everything, and challenged it the way it was. They said, oh, there must be 5,000 people here. Well, there wasn't 5,000, and telling the truth to everything and the way the conditions was, maybe possibility of a thunderstorm, I think... Nate said that he's a little sprinkled, but I think that was just the sweat off of his eyebrow going up down the way, don't you?
You know, I don't know. Maybe they have, I don't know. I was there. That's all I can say. I tried a deep-fried strawberry. That was my participation last night.
Well, I'll tell you, anybody else that listened to it, I bet you they agree with me. I think it was a good show. Good show.
As long as it was entertaining, I'm happy.
Okay, thanks, Scott.
Thank
Bye.
You. Bye-bye. All right, phone lines are open, 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Now, did you like the show last night while people were listening? I'm glad to hear that. That the Pastor Craig and Nate and Terry did from the fair. Terry back in the studio and Nate and Pastor Craig at the fair. The confusion I guess I'm talking about is we weren't sure if Terry was going to be in the studio until the show started. So there was a little confusion there. And I guess it would have been nice to have Terry at the fair with us. So I think that was really the only confusion, but if it came across good and people liked it, that's all you need. 50 minutes past the hour, 740-751-4038. Now, I don't remember it sprinkling, but I was not outside either. I was inside, I think, during that whole event. Now, 5,000 people. I really don't know. The fair's big. Fair covers a lot of land. I guess there could have been 5,000 people there. I'm sure tonight there'll be a big crowd there. Tractor Pull draws a big crowd. 740-751-4038. I know I do thank the pastor for supplying the water and the bubbles that were given away yesterday and will be given away today at our booth in the exhibit hall. All right, does anybody have anything to say? 740-751-4038. Now, the fair food trivia here continues 51 minutes past the hour. This southern staple can now be enjoyed all over the country. Now, I've said it was a sandwich. What is it? And then our other fair food trivia question. This summertime favorite can be found all over farm country. Tell us what it is called. Now, I believe you can get both of these fair foods at the Marion County Fair. Now, did you have a chance to think about it there while we were chatting on the phone? This summertime favorite can be found all over farm country. Now, I'll give you a hint on this one. It's a vegetable. Does anybody know what it is? A vegetable that's a fair food. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. And the first one, which we've had since Tuesday, this southern staple can now be enjoyed all over the country. And it's a fair food, and it's a sandwich. 740-751-4038. Go ahead, caller.
Yeah, I was thinking maybe sweet corn.
Well, I'll tell you, it is corn.
But oh, okay.
Now what, I don't know if they call it, it's not listed as sweet corn here. What other kind of corn do they have at the fair?
Popcorn?
Well, I'll roasted corn is what, it's said. Roasted corn on the cob. Now, is that sweet corn?
Gotcha. Yeah, it's sweet corn roasted, yep.
Yeah, but I think they sell that at the fair, so that's a good thing.
Yeah, I can't figure that other one out. The other day, I guess the Texas tenderloin.
Well, I'll tell you, somebody the other day, I can't remember, did they say barbecue beef, I think they said the other day? I think that's the closest thing we've had to it. But when I Googled barbecue beef, it for what this is called, it is a little different. Now, some people probably do conflate the two.
Would it be like beef brisket?
Not beef brisket, but it's close.
All right, I'll let somebody else guess.
Okay. Yeah, a barbecue beef, which I think is what we had the other day. Now, that's close to what it is. But beef and this item are two different items. So that might give it away. This southern staple can now be enjoyed all over the country. Now remember, it's a sandwich, and the closest guess we've had is barbecue beef. All right, let's take the call. Go ahead, caller.
Hey, Scott?
Yeah.
I didn't say there was 5,000 people there. I said, you're talking, you always talk about the media not getting stuff right. I said, the truth was told over the air that there wasn't that many people there, and some people would say, oh boy, come on down to the fair, there's 5,000 people here, you really have fun, there's all kinds. I didn't say that, and the mist, Nate said there was just a little mist on it. Buddy, when I listen to your show, I listen to all the little nitty gritty. That's the part I love picking up on, because when you bring it back, you throw them words around, and you're good at it, you know, because you go out and narrate and get people and stuff like that, and you ask questions and stuff like that. But
well, there could have been 5,000 people there.
Well, I'll guarantee you, 5,000 people. Yeah, they really commented on 5,000 people into that area there. That's a lot of people into that area there, you know.
Well, you know, they always say the Popcorn Festival draws 100,000 people. I don't know.
Well, you're modest on that. I always heard, and I'd like to see the day that I've been up to the Popcorn Festival since 81, since it started there, and when you get 250,000, they said it was there last night, I said, yeah, right. I'd like to get the head count on that. They're counting the parade people and all the people looking out the windows and in the sky and the buildings and stuff. Maybe you can get that, but when you get 250,000 people and two to a car, the streets of Marion wouldn't bulge. It'd be bulging out. You wouldn't even be able to have a parade.
Well, I don't even know how you could come up with a number regardless. I mean, does somebody stand there with a clicker clicking the people? I don't understand that.
I know, but it sounds good. I go with it. Heck, anything to get... That's a publicity stunt, and anything to get a publicity stunt, and it turns out and everybody loves it. What, that don't make no difference to me.
That's right. Let's say 10 million people were down there.
Well, yeah, bring it up. I mean, heck, look at all the other exaggerations we hear all over the country. You know, 450,000 lightning strikes. My God, you have to be pretty fast to count them, wouldn't you?
You would. You got to be out. You got to have a keen eye.
I was going to have the corn on the cob, and I'm off on the wrong track. I'm going to get off of here. You're going to finish up that. I'll catch up with you later, buddy.
Hey, thanks, Ted. Bye-bye. All right, phone lines are open, 740-751-4038. Southern staple can now be enjoyed all over the country. It's a sandwich. It's a fair food. What is it? 740-751-4038. 57 minutes past the hour. You know, we can exaggerate the audience for this show, too. 10 million people are listening to this show right now. 10 million. I don't know. They always said 100,000 people at the Popcorn Festival. Now, I don't know if that's over 3 days and counts repeats. I don't know. Now, the fair, I've never heard a number from the fair. I don't know how many people they would... I mean, it's a week-long event, and a lot of people do come in to see the animal things, the animal shows and the livestock and the 4-H kids and all that. So I really don't know what the head count for the fair would be. Anybody have any idea how many people they think visit the fair? An accurate number over the course of the week? 58 minutes past the hour, 740-751-4038. Don't forget, Glenn Coble comes up next, 10:15 a.m. till 1 o'clock this afternoon. Then we've got Adam the Computer Guy today from 2:15 until 3 p.m. And then I'll be on live from the fair tonight from 5:15 until 7 p.m. Don't miss any of those broadcasts. And then tomorrow morning, as I said, I'll be on live from the studio here, 8:15 to 9. And then Adam and the Pastor will be on from 9:15 until 10. And then I'll be over at the fair tomorrow from 10:15 a.m. until 1 o'clock in the afternoon. And don't forget, tomorrow is Veterans Day at the Marion County Fair. Friday is Veterans Day from 8 a.m. until 12 p.m. Now, you got to come between those hours. And remember, if you do leave after that time period, you do not get readmitted free later on in the day. Now, tonight's the tractor pull. That's one of the big nights at the fair. I think only second to the fireworks. A demo derby and tractor pull kind of go hand in hand as far as population and popularity. Tonight's the tractor pull at 7:30, and Saturday's the demo derby at 7:30. Well, we're down to the final 40 seconds here, the home stretch of this show. Hope everybody has a great Thursday. Looks like the weather's going to be great. Currently 71 degrees and sunny skies here in Marion. Beats the last 2 days when it's all been rainy and muggy and just not as fun as we would like it to be. All right. Hope you have a great day. Hope you enjoy the fair if you make it out that way. Hope you enjoy the fair food, the deep-fried strawberries and deep-fried Oreos and what have you. For this Thursday, until we speak tonight at 5:15, this is Scott Spears heading for the dugout.
You're listening to WWGH Radio LPFM, Marion, Ohio. For Emmy Award-winning actress and voice of Ursula from The Little Mermaid, Pat Carroll, sharing her experience of being in the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade.
One of the big traditions for a lot of people on Thanksgiving is the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade.
Yes, absolutely, and I was in it 1 year. I played Mother Goose.
Did you?
Yes.
Well, tell us about that.
Well, there was nothing to tell. I was dressed up like Mother Goose, and I was in this thing. And I must say, I had a secret little flask, because it was colder than a bear's ears. And I had a little nip of some good warm stuff occasionally. So I was a very happy Mother Goose by the end of the trip. There, that's a secret let out.
Oh, my God, that's a great story. So Mother Goose...
Isn't that lovely?
Mother Goose out there.
Oh, what fun it was, and the joy of the children and their parents and their brothers and their sisters along the route, just waving and having such a good time celebrating.
WWGH Radio, streaming live on the Internet at WWGH1071.com. Programming on WWGH.